Thank you all for being here. Let me just start quickly with a small prayer. Join me. Heavenly Father, please be with us as we celebrate you, as we join together in faith to learn and grow in our love for you. In your name we pray, amen. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all today. Thanks St. John's, Father Lacey, and all of you for being here. It's an honor and a privilege that I hope I will not abuse. Today I'm going to talk really about two primary topics that are central to my faith, and that's being confident and doing hard things. That's the kind of the root of my message. So in thinking about today, I spend a fair amount of time with youth and the Boy Scouts. So this past summer we spent 11 days in the desert in New Mexico, and they gave us a little devotional. And wouldn't you know it, that on day three, there was a poignant message about doing hard things, right? On your third day in the desert, they finally tell you, oh yeah, this is going to be hard, right? And I just like to read this to you. It's a passage from Romans. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who then can separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble do it? Hardship or persecution or hunger or poverty or danger? For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. So how does that relate to confidence? I try to explain when I'm working with the youth that for me, confidence has never been something I've earned. It's been something that I believe comes from God's love. And so God loves us, and he commands us to love each other, but that includes ourselves, right? And love of self is confidence. So in a way, when we are confident, we're following God's command to love ourselves and each other. But that doesn't necessarily help us do hard things, right? Solving hard problems. When we were in the desert, we had to figure out how we were going to get to the end. When you're reading a long book, you have to figure out how you can get to the end. When you're solving a hard problem in technology, you have to know how you get to the end. So what we do is we work backwards. If you've ever worked with anyone with ADHD, here's a hint. Tell them the end at the beginning, because they'll never miss it. My son Charlie, who I love, is a voracious reader, but he always reads the last couple pages of the book first. I thought it's because he just didn't want to have to read the whole book. It turns out he was reading the last couple pages because if he got distracted, he didn't want to miss what he was going to miss out on. So if you work backwards in to do the hard things, how do we get from God's love to finishing hard things? I think it was a quote, I'm sure it's a quote, and my wife would probably be disappointed that I don't know the author, but in talking about doing hard things, you look at paths, right? Two paths diverged in a wood, and one I took the one less traveled by. Well, why do we take the one less traveled by? Is it to go against the grain? Or is that because that's where the hard things lie? That's where the obstacles lie. One of my favorite books, and Father Lacey's homily a couple of weeks ago about looking for God, because when he was looking for a Jeep, all he saw were Jeeps. And when you're looking for God, you're going to see God. When you look for obstacles, all you're going to see are obstacles. But there's actually a fantastic book. It's called The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. It's a Stoic philosophy. But in that message is everything that's good and worth doing goes through an obstacle. So as opposed to avoiding obstacles in our lives, in our paths, seeking them out becomes the mission of our lives. It's not the destination, but the journey, right? That's Emerson. And that's kind of my message for the youth and for everyone about my faith, is that my confidence, while unearned, comes from God, not from experience. And I use that confidence to apply it to what I can find as the most challenging things around me, because my life, hopefully, through him, will be more fruitful by doing hard things as opposed to picking easy ones. Only in developing strength can we navigate life's challenges with a sense of confidence and calm. Even if an obstacle prevents you from attaining your goal, in the act of working hard to overcome it, you undoubtedly learn something, and it will serve you well into the future. Ben Bowersox, in his talk, talked about failure and about how without failure, we don't learn. So the talking points that I have for the youth typically surround nervousness, anxiety, fear, and failure. Because that's what these kids experience, and this is what they struggle with. The embracing nervousness, like coming to talk, talking in front of people is never easy. But that's just a raising an attention of your own faculties to do well. When my son's anxious about a quiz, I tell him that's your mind, your brain's way of telling you it's time to prepare. It's time to be ready. It's nothing to shy away from. It's something to embrace. Fear typically revolves from previous experience where you have had a bad experience, but that can help you avoid those bad experiences in the future. And the last one, failure, as Ben has, you know, Ben said, it's actually through failure that true strength in us grows. Grace, love, peace, confidence, and humility are the key words that came to my mind when I was asked to do this talk, and I hope that that's something I carry with me. I'll end with hold things loosely and hold each other tightly, be confident and be humble, and know that through God's grace, peace, and love, we will all overcome our obstacles. Amen.